This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. What is this women's reproductive rights, Mr. Producer? It wasn't that long ago we couldn't define a woman. It wasn't that long ago that men could become pregnant. Now it's women's reproductive rights? These Democrats and Marxists are so screwed up, they can't even get their own propaganda straight. Shouldn't it be persons' reproductive rights? That's number one. Number two, Joe Biden, with a signature the other day, destroyed women's sports. Violated Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. Not because he supports abortion. He's to be supported by women. Can I tell you all a little secret? This was taken out of the hands of the federal government. Except for federal facilities and interstate commerce, Joe Biden has no say. So he's campaigning on an issue that he can't do anything about one way or the other. But it doesn't matter. Now, I want to say something here. If we had in this country going on our college campuses, black people being treated the way Jewish people are being treated today, that is, black people being treated like it's the 1950s and 60s, we wouldn't tolerate it. I wouldn't tolerate it. You wouldn't tolerate it. They wouldn't tolerate it. And neither political party today would tolerate it, period. Period. The Democrat Party was behind slavery and segregation. The Democrat Party was behind Jim Crow. The Democrat Party was behind eugenics aimed at black people. The Democrat Party is an evil, diabolical, hateful, racist, segregationist, anti-Semitic party, and it's too bad so many people have been bamboozled. And by the way, this is the history of Joe Biden himself. In his 80s. But when he was 30 and sworn into the Senate, he threw in with the racists and the segregationists. He plays races against each other, religions against each other. He's a diabolical, evil individual. That's what he is. He tried to destroy Robert Bork, one of the great legal minds of our time. He tried to destroy Clarence Thomas. destroyed circuit court nominees, blacks, whites, Hispanics, Jews, non-Jews, didn't matter. It's always about Joe Biden, an autocrat, an egomaniac, a cheater, a liar, a scammer. Why are we begging Joe Biden to say something about what's taking place in this country when he caused it? That's right. Joe Biden's statements, Joe Biden's policies, his attacks on the democracy in Israel, his attacks on the IDF in Israel, his moral equivalency, that of his media, that of his party, his tolerance for AOC and Omar and Tlaib, his embrace of Bernie Sanders, these are all anti-Semite, American-hating Marxists slash Islamists. That's what they are. The man is funding Iran. And there's a report today, if you look at my social sites, that they're backdooring negotiations with Iran right now on other sanctions that they can waive to try and get Iran, well, to be more receptive to their appeasement. Now, you're president of the United States, and there you sit. Not a word about what's taking place on the college campuses. Nothing. The idiot spokes idiot. The spokes idiot for the idiot. We're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to this. We're not going to. Words mean nothing when it comes to doing something about this. The FBI director is doing nothing. The head of DHS is doing nothing. The head of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, nothing. The head of the Civil Rights Office at the Department of Education, nothing. Zero. Oh, we have a program we set in place. That program has done nothing. What can they do? I've already said what can be done. And thankfully, some Republicans obviously listen to this program. Number one, threaten federal funding. If there's a dollar in federal funding, the left taught us this, whether it's student loans, the Pell Grant, food programs, anything, any subsidies coming from the federal taxpayer, there's a federal nexus. You can cut off all funding to universities and colleges that are promoting or even acquiescing to terrorism. When you say we're with Hamas, you're a terrorist. You're self-identifying as a terrorist. We are with Hamas. Hamas is officially a terrorist organization. Hamas. We are Hamas, they say. Okay, take them at their word. Arrest them. Number two, we have cockroaches dressed up as professors in our universities and colleges who have tenure, who've been hired by other cockroaches who are department heads and administrators at these various colleges and universities. And you and I are paying for all of it. Tenure does not trump the promotion of terrorism, the promotion of revolution against our country, the promotion of racism, segregation, anti-Semitism, which is what's happening in our college campuses today. We're not required to be observers. We're not required to sit back and watch. Things can be done. The FBI should be monitoring these organizations. Let me pick one. Students for Justice in Palestine is a Hamas network funded front group founded about 8 to 10 years ago with tentacles in over 200 of our college campuses. I get so frustrated watching these news reports. It's spreading. Now it's in LA and it's in tech. Spreading? It's organized. It's coordinated. It's funded by Hamas. Look it up. The Students for Justice in Palestine. Look who founded it. A Hamasian. That's right. Look at it. And who else is funding these protests? George Soros and the Tides Foundation. Democrat Party organizations, umbrella groups, raising money from billionaires, including those who are avowed Marxists who live in Shanghai, China, You don't believe me? Go look. Go look. I keep posting things. I keep showing you. So this is a war on the United States from within. Our enemies within, our enemies without. The Islamists and the Marxists. The Bernie Sanders types, the Talib types, the Omar types, the AOC types. It's a fusion of Marxists and Islamists. And finally, the head of the ADL, who was an Obama apparatchik, figured it out. Now he's regurgitating what I said. Good! Everybody should say what I said, because I know exactly what I'm talking about. But it starts with the Jews. It always starts with the Jews. Then it spreads to the blacks, to the Christians. Next thing you know, you wake up. Wow. What the hell's happened to my country? I thought it was just the Jews. Now it's the Jews and the black. Wait a minute. Now it's the Christians, the Jews and the black. Wait a minute. Now the whole country's being devoured by these movements. That's right. These are Islamist, not Christian, not Jewish, not Hindu, not Baptist, these not Catholic. These are Islamist movements. Coordinated with, overlapping with Marxist movements. Now, they don't have everything in common, but they have enough. A centralized ideology, an absolute intolerance for individualism, an absolute intolerance for disagreements and differences, an absolute demand for compliance and uniformity. They're Hamas now. Say it. Not, oh, we have the anti-Israel protests. No! These are terrorists, terrorist wannabes. That's what they're saying. We are Hamas. And then, well, are they all Hamas? They don't all say they're Hamas. They're marching with people who say we are Hamas. They're using Hamas slogans. River to the sea. Gee, which river and which sea? They don't even know. Now, we, the American people, not required to sit back and observe. 2020 was enough. And now they're back. 2024. And you know who's gaslighting them? Joe Biden. Antony Blinken. Thomas Friedman of the New York Slimes. Jake Tapper of the Constipated News Network. The whole lineup at CNN, the whole lineup at MSNBC, the entire employed staff at the New York Times, the Democrat Party. This is happening in blue cities and mostly blue states for a reason. These are their voters. We shouldn't have to ask Joe Biden to speak out. Week after week, month after month, we shouldn't have to pretend that he has when he hasn't. We shouldn't have to demand that our federal government do something about this as it is spreading across state lines. It's called interstate commerce. That we have foreigners from the state of Qatar, the regime in communist China, the Hamas terrorist network, Democrat Party billionaires. See, that's the problem. They need Soros. They need those guys. Those are money bags for Biden. And who's heard from the Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Producer? Not a word. Nothing. Have they launched a federal criminal investigation to determine the funding sources? I mean, it's out there. I've talked about them relentlessly. No, they haven't. Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, always on the wrong side. Just policy differences, you know. Tell me, how many of these Hamas terrorists wannabe, have had their file opened? How many of them are here on a student visa? How many here have overstayed their student visas? How many here can be and should be deported? What is the Department of Homeland Security doing? Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Zero. Joe Biden wants to be Franklin Roosevelt. Wants to be bigger than Franklin Roosevelt. Spending the country into bankruptcy. Destroying our values and our belief system. Redistributing wealth. Attacking energy independence. Creating inflation. But there's another way in which he wants to be bigger and better than Franklin Roosevelt. And I'll explain this. It's very important. When we return, I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollar is under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. You know, I've mentioned it before, ladies and gentlemen, but so much going on, and I know I convey an awful lot of information to you, but there was a book written not long ago, The Third Reich in the Ivory Tower, Complicity and Conflict on American Campuses by Professor Stephen H. Norwood, and he talks about how the poison ivy colleges, I should have trademarked that, shouldn't I, Mr. Producer? Now it's all over the place. Did exactly that. I'll give you some examples by the table of contents. Legitimizing Nazism, Harvard University, and the Hitler regime, 1933 to 37. Complicity in conflict, ready for this one? Columbia University's response to fascism, 1933 to 1937. The Seven Sisters Colleges in the Third Reich, promoting fellowship through student exchange. A respectful hearing for a Nazi Germany's apologist, the University of Virginia Institute of Public Affairs. Nazi nests, German departments at American universities, 1933 to 1941, and it goes on. Your professors, you had departments, you had administrators, you had student exchange programs with the Third Reich, including right up to the time when they declared war against us and we declared war against them in 1941 after we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. It's going on today, but in some ways it's worse. Now, Mark, what do you mean by that? It's what I said yesterday. The Third Reich was given birth in Germany. What's happening now is all over the world. Because you had what I've argued is this Muslim crusade out of the Middle East, out of other Muslim countries, throughout Europe, Western and Eastern Europe, throughout the United States and other parts of the world. And you're seeing no-go zones, you're seeing small Kristallnachts with the fusion of the Islamists and the Marxists. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, radio's principled patriot. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
I want you to listen to somebody who did speak today about what's happening on America's college campuses. He's really Israel's equivalent of Churchill. But he's actually the voice for liberty around the world now. Now that Donald Trump is the target of the Democrat Party and their effort to imprison him. It's almost unimaginable what's happening here. Almost unimaginable. But I want to remind you that Joe Biden is trying to destroy the Israeli government, the elected prime minister, and his party. He's trying to reverse the election results there, as is Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. This is how totalitarian the Democrat Party is, America. What you see in this, I want you to listen to me. This is very, very important. What you saw in 2020 was the Democrat Party militia burning our cities down and attacking the cops. What you see right now is the Democrat Party militia, the Marxists and the Islamists and their faculty, destroying our colleges and universities. And it's not a surprise that it's before the election as they try and ramp up their voters any more than it was a surprise in 2020 as they tried to ramp up their voters before that election, too. These people are thugs. And Biden is the biggest of the thugs. Biden is responsible for the gaslighting. Biden is responsible for funding Iran and Hamas. Biden is responsible for the open borders and the fentanyl deaths and the slavery taking place. Biden is responsible for it. And his traitor Marxist sidekick, Blinken. Here's Netanyahu today. Hat tip, right scoop, cut seven, go.
What's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel. That's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are. That's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there's an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believe them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
And that's how an American president should speak. But Biden refuses because he's gaslit this entire situation. And he's had help from an old lady, a stupid, conniving, evil fascist by the name of Nancy Pelosi. That's right, I said it. Write it down, report it, record it, and regurgitate it. Here she is with Ireland's National Public Service Media. The current government in Ireland hates Israel. Conor McGregor is even thinking of running for prime minister. He's so disgusted with what's taking place in his own country. But here she is on Ireland's National Public Service Media broadcast. Listen to this. We're going to start, Mr. Producer, with cut two. Go.
We recognize Israel's right to protect itself. We reject...
No, you don't, actually. You recognize Israel's right to be a victim, to have its people slaughtered. You don't recognize Israel's right to defeat its enemies. You don't recognize its right to defeat Hamas. You don't recognize its right to defeat Iran. You don't recognize it at all. You lying bag of crap. Go ahead.
The practice of Netanyahu. Terrible. What could be worse than what he has done in response? First of all, the exposure. See, his intelligence person resigned. He should resign. He's ultimately responsible.
So here we are. She's in Ireland. Israel's been subjected to these vile attacks by these terrorists, these terrorist regimes. We have the Jew-hating, American-hating anti-Semitism throughout our country as a result of Democrat policy started with Obama in our immigration system. But it doesn't begin and end there. That's just a little part of it. Ideologues in the Democrat Party, people who have funded Nancy Pelosi, who have given her PACs money so she could win the House. Billionaires, dark money coming into this country or being used, laundered through organizations, Soros and others. Nancy Pelosi's long, skinny, aging, wrinkly skin hands behind the whole damn thing. And now, having lit a fuse to all of this, she goes after Netanyahu again as a way of attacking the Jews, as a way of attacking Israel, as a way of sending signals, dog whistles, in her case, dog whistles, to their militia. Keep at it. She hasn't given a speech denouncing this. She hasn't given any kind of speech whatsoever. In fact, she voted with 50 or 60 of her Marxist Islamist pig colleagues in the House to cut funding for Israel. No, to cut them off. Cut them off in the middle of a war. She's done such a great job in San Francisco representing that city. Really, the most beautiful city in America has been destroyed thanks to her and her damnable party. Look what she's done to the state of California, which was the greatest state for entrepreneurship. People wanted to move there, freedom. They destroyed it. She was a main actor behind that. She's the one that tries to change our voting system so the Democrats could never lose. She attacks all of our institutions. She set up the January 6th committee to try and destroy Donald Trump and anybody related to him. Then they went ahead and destroyed evidence. She was behind two unconstitutional impeachments, and she's there now trying to force Netanyahu out of office. And isn't it swell, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. Isn't it nice of her and Biden? You know, the Israelis, the Jews, they have a right to defend themselves. They don't need your permission, a-hole. They don't need your permission, you disgusting buffoon. They don't need Biden's permission. They've been fighting for their survival for 4,000 years. And they've been up against a lot more than Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And then I want you to listen to this. With her Ireland National Public Service interview. Listen to this. Cut one, go.
The overwhelming. We don't know how many people have died. We have the Hamas report. Let's accept that it's tens of thousands. 10 would be too many, but tens of 35, thousands.
35,000 seems to be the number at the moment.
I know that's what it said, and let's accept that it's too many, whatever it is.
Let's accept that, whatever it is, it's too many, whatever it is. But Israel has a right to defend itself, America. How many civilians, I'm serious, in Gaza have been killed by Hamas? Does anybody know? No. Does anybody care? No. Anybody keeping numbers? No. How about the Hamas Health Organization? What are their numbers? They don't have any numbers. But let's accept whatever it is. Zero. Yeah, of course. In her heart, you know she's an anti-Semite. Just like Biden. And I want to tell you a little story. That this has been a long-held problem in the Democrat Party, and I don't care how many Jews have been bamboozled, and I don't care how many Jews vote Democrat. Anybody at this point who votes Democrat is insane. Jews and non-Jews. There was a book written. I'm having guests, let me see here, because we'll get to this after the break. 1984, 40 years ago, by a gentleman, a scholar by the name of David S. Wyman. David S. Wyman, Jewish? No, he wasn't Jewish. He's Protestant. But he decided, I need to take a deep dive into what happened. When the Holocaust took place and our media were silent, our politicians were silent, Franklin Roosevelt didn't lift a finger. What happened in America? Our colleges and universities originally sided with Hitler and the Third Reich. How can this be? We had this so-called America First organization led by Charles Lindbergh. How could that be? While all this was taking place in Europe. In Germany. Now it's starting in America. How can that be? I want to read something to you. Unless you've listened to this show for almost 22 years, you've never heard this before. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Well, nothing happened in court today in Manhattan because they took the day off. He's taking Wednesdays off the judge rather than Fridays, which is typical because he didn't want any Orthodox Jews on the jury, because the Orthodox Jewish community in New York is heavily supportive of Trump. So this judge is the slime ball of slime balls. And everything that's being done to Trump, just so you understand, non-lawyers in particular, is grotesque, outrageous. They're cutting corners. They're undermining the legal system. Let me put it to you this way. The Democrat Party control of the justice system and the courts in New York is much like Vladimir Putin's control of the justice system and the courts in Russia. For all you Putinoids, they get the results they want. They go through the motions. They go through the motions. That's why I call this a Potemkin courthouse, meaning it's a fake. With a Potemkin judge, a Potemkin prosecutor, Potemkin jury. It's all Potemkin. It's all fake. They go through the motions. I said I want to tell you something most of you probably don't know, but I'm not going to have enough time in this segment, so I'll carry it over to the next hour. So in his book, Abandonment of the Jews, you know, you have Doris Kearns Goodwin, who's written books about FDR. You have that little nerdy guy on PBS who did a documentary on FDR. You have the American media. You have PBS, NPR. You have the Public Broadcasting System and NPR, all of them. Keep creating this fiction about FDR. Fiction. In many ways, FDR was a very, very evil man. Evil. He refused to sign the federal anti-lynching law in 1940. He refused to meet with black civil rights groups while giving lip service. His State Department, much like the Biden State Department, was filled with Nazi apologists, as it is today with Islamo-Nazi apologists. FDR was a very destructive man in so many respects. He didn't get us out of the Depression. He expanded it and extended it, as some outstanding scholars have demonstrated over the years, with his policies. With his policies. And so, in this book, and he's not alone, but he had the guts to do it, David S. Wyman, since deceased, Abandonment of the Jews, America, and the Holocaust, 1941 to 1945. Who was president from 1941 to 1945? Franklin Roosevelt. Who controlled the House of Representatives from 1941 to 1945? The Democrats. Who supported the United States Senate from 1941 to 1945? The Democrats. Who controlled the Department of State from 1941 to 1945? The Democrats. So who abandoned the Jews? The Democrats. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Democrat Party media. Now, when I return, I'll be able to get to the information that I've been wanting to convey for the last 20 minutes. We'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
America, Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Now, to convey to you some information, some of it's uncomfortable for some people, about the history of the Democrat Party and its tolerance. Ready for this? For Nazism. And now, that's called my printer. And its tolerance for modern Nazism in the form of Islamo-Nazism and, of course, Marxism. And so this gentleman, David Wyman, writing 40 years ago, and there have been subsequent books, this book, Abandonment of the Jews, America and the Holocaust, 1941 to 1945, when the Democrats controlled every aspect of our government. He says there are, in summary form, because the book is rather substantial, it's about 500 pages in length, These are the findings that I regard as most significant in my research. And in 40 years' time, by the way, nobody has come close to even challenging it. Said number one, the American State Department, and when I read this, I want you to think about the current administration, Biden, Blinken, the State Department, our media, Pelosi. Number one, the American State Department and the British Foreign Office had no intention of rescuing large numbers of European Jews, period. On the contrary, they continually feared that Germany or other Axis nations might release tens of thousands of Jews into Allied hands. Any such exodus would have placed intense pressure on Britain to open Palestine and on the United States to take in more Jewish refugees, a situation the two great powers did not want to face. Consequently, their policies aimed at obstructing rescue possibilities and dampening public pressures for government action. The point being, they put the pressure in the opposite direction to keep the Jews in Europe, in Germany, where they would face almost certain annihilation. Number two, authenticated information that the Nazis were systematically exterminating European Jewry was made public in the United States in November 1942. President Roosevelt did nothing about the mass murder for 14 months, then only moved because he was confronted with political pressures he could not avoid, and because his administration stood on the brink of a nasty scandal over its rescue policies. This is the same with Biden, but it's even worse. Biden is funding the terrorists who slaughtered those Jews in Israel on October 7th, and he's still funding them. And he's insisting that Israel not defeat them. That Israel not defeat them. So Biden has outdone Franklin Roosevelt, his hero. Number three, the War Refugee Board, which the president established to save Jews and other victims of the Nazis, received little power. It's like Biden saying we set up a program to deal with anti-Semitism. Has no power and it hadn't done anything. Received little power, almost no cooperation from Roosevelt or his administration, and grossly inadequate government funding. Contributions from Jewish organizations, which were necessarily limited, covered 90% of the board's costs. Number four, because of State Department administrative policies, only 21,000 refugees were allowed to enter the United States during 3.5 years that America was at war with Germany. 21,000 in 3.5 years. That amounted to 10% of the number who could have been legally admitted under the immigration quotas during that period. In other words, 250,000 were authorized under federal law. Franklin Roosevelt and his State Department only allowed 21,000. A lot in common with Biden and Blinken, don't you think? Number five, strong popular pressure for action would have brought a much fuller government commitment to rescue and would have produced it sooner. Several factors hampered the growth of public pressure. Among them were anti-Semitism and anti-immigration attitudes, both widespread in American society in that era, both entrenched in Congress, the mass media's failure to publicize Holocaust news, even though the wire services and other news sources made most of the information available to all of them. The near silence, just stick with me, this isn't an attack, on Christian churches and almost all of their leadership, the indifference of most of the nation's political and intellectual leaders, and the president's failure to speak out on the issue. That is a big difference today because actually mainstream Christian churches are speaking out. It's the radicals that are mostly Marxist and less religion, whether it's Christian or Jew or whatever it is, who are either silent or taking the wrong side. But you have people like Hege, Christians United for Israel, and so forth. That is a movement that exists that did not exist in the 30s and 40s. Number six, American Jewish leaders worked to publicize the European Jewish situation and pressed for government rescue steps, but their effectiveness was importantly diminished by their inability to mount a sustained or unified drive for government action, by diversion of energies into fighting among the several organizations, and by failure to assign top priority to the rescue issue. This, unfortunately, is typical of the Jewish culture, my culture, and my ancestors, whether it's the Second Temple or this, and it's happening today. You have billionaire Israeli Jews like Sabin out in California raising tens of millions of dollars for the Biden campaign. It's sick. You have Jewish members of Congress, like this guy from Bergen County. I always forget it. Gershheimer? What is his name? Gottheimer Schmidt. Gottheimer. Oh, what's taking place is awful and awful, but I'm very, very impressed with the outspokenness of Joe Biden. Sick little bastard. Because the Democrat Party puts the party first. The Republicans do not. You know, how many Republicans have you heard say, including me, like, I'm a Republican, but not a party guy. I'm a conservative or a constitutionalist or what have you. Not so on the other side. Party before country, party before faith, party before family. In 1944, number seven, the United States War Department, then the Pentagon, rejected several appeals to bomb the Auschwitz gas chambers and the railroads leading to Auschwitz, claiming such actions would divert essential air power from decisive operations elsewhere. Yet, in the very months that it was turning down the pleas, numerous massive American bombing raids were taking place within 50 miles of Auschwitz, actually within 5 miles. Twice during that time, large fleets of American heavy bombers struck industrial targets in the Auschwitz complex itself, not 5 miles from the gas chambers. But they wouldn't bomb the gas chambers. This is Franklin Roosevelt and the Democrats. Did I say Franklin Roosevelt and the Democrats? Well, have you been fed more BS from Doris Kearns Goodwin and the rest of them? It's just unbelievable. Number nine, Franklin Roosevelt's indifference to so momentous and a historical event as the systematic annihilation of European Jewry emerges as the worst failure of his presidency. See how they've lied about him as they've lied about the Democrat Party? The party of slavery and segregation and anti-Semitism and eugenics and you name it. Now the party of Islamism, Marxism. Sick. It's an evil party. It's a diabolical party. That's why I wrote the title, The Democrat Party Hates America. There was debate over the title of that book. I said, no, we got to call it as we see it. Which is why Barnes & Noble and other outlets covered it up. Didn't want you to buy it. But many of you did. Number 10, poor though it was, the American rescue record was better than Great Britain, Russia, or the other allied nations. That was the case because of the work of the War Refugee Board, the fact that American Jewish organizations were willing to provide most of its funds, and the overseas rescue operations of several Jewish organizations, not the Roosevelt administration. So he says this. Parts of this book are critical of the American Jewish leadership in the Holocaust era. The policies of Zionist leaders are particularly questioned, in part because their movement held the greatest potential for effective Jewish action. The criticism is made reluctantly, he says. Remember, he's a practicing Protestant. Yet, it must be included if the report is to be honest and objective. Several of those leaders have since criticized their own failures in the face of catastrophe. I've written not as an insider. I'm a Christian, a Protestant, of Yankee and Swedish descent. But I've advocated a Jewish state for a very long time, and I would undoubtedly have backed the Zionist movement during the World War II era had I been old enough to be involved in political affairs. It says, today I remain strongly pro-Zionist, and I am a resolute supporter of the State of Israel. My commitment to Zionism and to Israel has been confirmed and increased for years of study of the Holocaust. I look upon Israel as the most important line of defense against anti-Semitism in the world, which is exactly why the Democrat Party and their media keep trashing Israel, keep trashing their elected government. Their commander-in-chief keep demanding that they not defeat Iran, defeat Hamas, or the enemies that keep attacking them. And this has led to rabid, rampant anti-Semitism in our own country, brought to you by Biden and Blinken and Pelosi and Schumer and Bernie Sanders, the Squad, Thomas Friedman, Jake Tapper, the whole disgusting rat's nest that also existed during the Holocaust and World War II. He says, I look upon Israel as the most important line of defense against anti-Semitism in the world. Had there been a Jewish state in the 1933 to 45 era, be much less painful today for all of us to confront the history of European Jewry during World War II. He says, a final comment, then a question. The Holocaust was certainly a Jewish tragedy, but it was not only a Jewish tragedy, it was also a Christian tragedy, a tragedy for Western civilization, and a tragedy for all humankind. The killing was done by people to other people while still other people stood by. He says the perpetrators, where they were not actually Christian, arose from a Christian culture. The bystanders, most capable of helping, were Christians. The point should have been obvious, yet comparatively few American non-Jews recognized that the plight of the European Jews was their plight too. And in fairness, most Christians, like most Americans, weren't even aware of what was going on until 1942, thanks to the New York Times, which was owned by a secular Jewish family. Thanks to Franklin Roosevelt, the great Democrat. He can't blame Christians for what they didn't know. He says, would the reaction be different today? Would Americans be more sensitive, less self-centered, more willing to make sacrifices, less afraid of differences now than they were then? Would the reaction be different today? Well, look at Joe Biden's reaction. I come under a lot of attacks behind this microphone for telling you the truth, for drawing my own conclusions. Joe Biden has never supported Israel. He's gone through the motions because he wants the money from wealthy Jewish donors, and he wants votes in key states. Joe Biden is an anti-Semite, just as he was a racist and segregationist when it came to black people. He's not a compassionate man. He's a cold-hearted SOB. He doesn't even like his own country, as he systematically tries to destroy it from open borders, our economic system, destroying women's sports, and on and on and on. Here is a man, a relative lowlife, stupid man, who's accomplished so little in his life, who's become a multimillionaire and president of the United States. And he still attacks his own country as racist, yet he's the racist. As Islamophobic, this country is far from Islamophobic. I've told you before, you want to see Islamophobia? Then look at the Muslim countries and the Arab countries. That's Islamophobia, where they slaughter each other. Not the case in the United States. Joe Biden is a evil, diabolical individual. Look what Donald Trump is up to. That's Joe Biden. Look how they keep targeting Netanyahu. That's Joe Biden. Look how they prevent Israel from actually defending itself, despite the fact that they say Israel has the right. That's Joe Biden. Look at the gaslighting in our colleges and universities. That's Biden and his party, as well as the Islamists and terrorists overseas, and the communists in China with their Confucius Institutes destroying our universities. Joe Biden is a very dangerous, evil man. He's not just an imbecile. He's not just a putz. He's dangerous. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Actually, he's quite a remarkable individual, whether you agree with everything or not. He confronted the mob today at Columbia, after confronting the president of Columbia University, with a handful of other Republican patriots, most of whom are from New York, but not all. He confronted them. He spoke to them. He said this sort of thing is not going to happen in the United States, not as long as he's speaker, not as long as the Republicans control the House, that this is not going to be tolerated. He said he's going to talk to Biden about it. Also, they have a number of ideas on how to punish these universities with federal funds, denying them and so forth. Where's Chuck Schumer? I think he's half Jewish, but where is he? He's the senator. Where's Gillibrand? She's the senator from New York. Where's Nadler? He's a Jewish congressman. Where are all the Jewish House members from New York City? Where are they? Where's Hakeem Jeffries, the speaker in waiting for the Democrat? They don't say a damn thing. Not one of these bastards. Not one. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
America's most powerful conservative voice. The Mark Levin Show. Dial in now. 877-381-3811.
Not hearing a lot from our Freedom Caucus brothers and sisters either, Mr. B. I'm hearing from some, don't get me wrong, but as a group, I'm not. What's that all about? You know, folks, I want to remind you, Nancy Pelosi's in Ireland trashing the elected prime minister of Israel, spreading her hate and anti-Semitism. Donald Trump yesterday is facing life in prison over absolute bullcrap. And during a break, he comes out, he defends Israel, And he attacks what's going on in our colleges and universities and the fact that Biden won't stand up to it. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, a Republican, and some of the New York and other members of the House, they confront the mob at Columbia University. Netanyahu speaks out against what's going on, and they want to put Trump in prison. They want to get rid of Mike Johnson. They want to overthrow Netanyahu. This is the Democrats. The Democrat Party is all for what's taking place. You got to believe me. In 2020, they were as well. Where are the Jewish members of the House of Representatives from New York? There are many of them. Where are they? Why aren't they condemning their own party? Why aren't they condemning their own president? Why aren't they condemning Nancy Pelosi? Where's Hakeem Jeffries? He's from New York City. Where is he? He's nowhere. Where's Schumer, the senior senator? Gillibrand, she's in the witness protection program. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. Party first, baby. I want to remind you, she called for the resignation of Netanyahu today, did Pelosi. Oh, wow, that's compelling. I want to remind you what a crook this woman is. She and her husband have made millions, just like the Bidens have made millions out of the public dole and from the public trough. I want to remind you when reporters used to be reporters, not anymore. When reporters used to be reporters, like in 2012, 12 long years ago, when Steve Croft at 60 Minutes confronted Nancy Pelosi, the crook, and now the pro-Hamas Islamist that she is, the crook. Cut four, go.
And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband have participated in at least 8 IPOs. One of those came in 2008 from Visa, just as a troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosis purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at $64. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. Congresswoman Pelosi also declined our request for an interview, but agreed to call on us if we attended her news conference.
Madam Leader, I wanted to ask you why you and your husband back in March of 2008 accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time there was major legislation affecting their credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential and favorable stock deal?
Well, we didn't.
And you participated in the IPO.
Well, I have many.
And at the time you were Speaker of the House, you don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict
of
interest?
No, it doesn't. It only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment. Yes.
Congresswoman Pelosi pointed out that the tough credit card legislation eventually passed, but it was 2 years later and was initiated in the Senate.
I will hold my record in terms of fighting the credit card companies as a Speaker of the House or as a member of Congress up against anyone's.
And you'd lose. So how come she's not under criminal investigation for all of her sleazy deals? Oh, we know why. We know why. She's a Democrat. That's why. It's that simple. It's the monopoly party in this country, the Democrat Party. She's crooked. She's corrupt. Now she backs the Hamas Islamist wing of her party. She votes to cut off arms to Israel. She keeps attacking the prime minister there for the purpose of spreading the Democrat Party, Islamist Marxist militia, and getting them out to vote. Many of the billionaire Democrats who are using these legal but notorious methods for laundering their donations into these various groups that are supporting the Islamists and the Marxists and the violence and the threats against Jews and cops and other Americans on our college campuses are people who fund the Democrat Party. I don't know why even the conservative media keep ignoring this. I'm beating this like a drum over and over and over again. I'm posting the source material over and over and over again. I'm using my radio show, my Fox show, my Blaze show to explain it over and over and over again. What are we afraid of? The reason this isn't being investigated by the Biden administration, because it is the Biden administration. It's their donors. It's their party. In alignment with Qatar and the Hamas funding network. Look at it. It's there. But when you have the likes of Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, the likes of Scarborough and Scarborough, when you have the likes of, oh, you know, the rest of them, they're never going to look at it. Maggie Haberman's very, very busy staring at Donald Trump and talking about how his head is bowed. Right, Maggie? You're such a loser. You're so pathetic. What about our buddy Jeremy and his Peters, Mr. Producer? Where is he lately? Who is he smearing lately? Oh. And Thomas Friedman. He's ecstatic. He's excited lately. With all the anti-Israel, all the anti-Semitism going around, he's excited. His boy Blinken's doing what he wants him to do. Oh, and the historian, Beschloss. And those clowns, very, very excited. Bernie Sanders, we don't hear much from Bernie Bernard, do we? Bernie the Red, communist little bastard. Thank you, Vermont. You send us maple. Fresh maple syrup, we enjoy it, but then you send us this pig? Seriously? Yes, this is where we stand. Oh, wait a minute, here's Bernie, was on the floor of the Senate today. And I don't mean face down. Cut five on Bernie, go right ahead, please.
Cutting military aid to Netanyahu's government is not just my view.
Military aid to Netanyahu's government. Listen to this pig. Netanyahu's war government includes the minority parties that sought to defeat Netanyahu for prime minister. Listen to this pig. If he goes to Israel, he'll see that the vast majority of the people are united in destroying Hamas and defending themselves against Iran. It's not Netanyahu's government, quote unquote. You Marxist lowlife. Man, oh man, Mr. Producer, if I were just podcasting, it would be flying left and right. But I observe the rules. Go ahead.
The American people believe and are demanding.
Shut up, you pig. Shut up, you clown. You America-hating Marxist. You jerk. What the hell have you ever done with your life? Other than another guy's made millions of dollars. While preaching communism. And a coward. A coward and a fraud who refuses to come on any of my platforms to debate me. Refuses. He's a coward. You've got brave young men and women in Israel fighting these wars. They come out of the restaurants. They come out of the tailor shops. They're plumbers, they're electricians, they're truck drivers. They're doctors, they're lawyers. The most diverse military on the face of the earth. They come out to defend their country and their lives. The people who were slaughtered on October 7th, most of them, were members of kibbutzim. They were leftists. They were pro-Palestinian. Leftists, pro-Palestinian. And they were slaughtered. And they were butchered, and they were tortured, and they were raped, they were beheaded, they were burned alive. Bernie Sanders supporters. But it wasn't enough. And now this candy ass goes to the Senate floor about Netanyahu's government as anti-Semitism is spreading throughout this country, funded by his party, funded by his supporters, funded by the Islamists and Hamas. And they just keep doing it. Biden, Pelosi, Sanders, and the rest of them. Netanyahu. The way, you know what that means? Jew. But they say Netanyahu to try and get around it, you see. It's like the people, neocon. What they mean by Jew, just say it. It's okay, say it, so we can confront you. Ladies and gentlemen, our country's under attack from within. Whether you're Jewish or not, that's not the point. We're being destroyed from within by the Democrat Party, by its ideological factions. They hate us. They hate this country. They've gone from anti-black racism to anti-white racism. They've never given up on anti-Semitism. The border's wide open for a reason. Now, he might close it a few months before the election and then say, see, I closed it. They wouldn't give me my legislation, but I closed it anyway. Damage done. 11 million people here. 11 million people in a little over 3 years. 11 million. And we will feel the wrath of this for decades and decades to come, and our children and our grandchildren will too. They will too. This is the party destroying the nuclear family, women's sports. This is the party destroying parental rights. This is the party that believes in abortion in every single instance without parental notification and right up to birth. They lie, but that's who they are. That's what they believe. Destroying women's sports, destroying the identity of women, then talking about women reproductive rights. What a sleazeball operation we have here. Sick. It's contemptible. And I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries and maybe a quarter tank of gasoline. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can trade your phone or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares our values, that supports our military and veterans, that creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks. Instead, they're right here with us. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, puretalk.com/LEVIN, and make the switch right now so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/Levin. Levin, L-E-V-I-N. I could never, ever, listen to me clearly, folks, seriously, and think about it yourselves, I could never support Nikki Haley ever for president. She doesn't even come to Donald Trump's defense while they're trying to put him in prison. This is an abomination. So she doesn't have the moral fortitude to get beyond her own self-aggrandizement and positioning for future office. I've not heard her. Maybe she's tweeted a few things, come out and speak forcefully about what's going on now in these colleges and universities. Same with Chris Christie. Same with Larry Hogan. Haven't heard a damn thing. I put out a statement at least 4 days. You understand what I mean, folks, right? These rhinos are AWOL. They're missing in action. The vast majority of them are missing in action. We heard from Governor DeSantis, who condemned it all and said what he would do. But we didn't hear from Nikki Haley or Chris Christie. You have this pig like this guy, George Conway. he's really found his niche in his zone now, working with the hardcore lefties in the Democrat Party, because he just can't stand Trump. And he raises money, and he works with this this litigant who sued Trump for defamation. He's very proud of himself. Stupid bastard. He's going to give, what did he say, $90,000? He's raised $900,000 for Biden. That's how sick these people are. These never Trumpers. But at least he's not up for election, at least not in this country. But Nikki Haley, I just want to keep this in mind. There she sits, collecting her $100,000, $150,000 speech fees. She'll be invited by Jewish groups to speak because, you know, she was ambassador under Trump and she was really good at the UN. Talk is cheap. She can't put anything aside and stand up. And neither can the rest of them. Remember that. Now, Ilhan Omar, who said she's in Congress to represent, of course, Islam. Didn't she say that, Mr. Producer? That's why she's there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, she said that this pro-Hamas protest at the University of Minnesota yesterday, that Biden and the media are talking about campus protests instead of a mass grave found in Gaza. The constant blood libels. You heard it from Pelosi. We'll take Hamas's numbers. You hear it from Omar. I've given you two very important sources. One, a top statistician in the entire United States from Wharton School, says these Hamas numbers are bullcrap. There is no way they can be accurate. Another person, and an analyst who analyzed the numbers and said this is baloney. It's probably under 5,000 citizens, and we don't know how many of them Hamas murdered. It's just this constant repetition. But the key tonight is this. Joe Biden is sitting on his mouth, and he's doing it purposely. At a time when we need a great leader, we have him.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. There's a report. Of all places, CNN. Yeah, I know, shocking. That the disaster in the surrender of Afghanistan was much, much worse than the Biden regime has let on. The slaughter, the shootings, the bombings, much more extensive as we tried to get out of there, the way we tried to get out of there, than the Pentagon has told us in the past. And Biden's not pressed on this. Blinken's not pressed on this. And of course, Kirby, who has been a propagandist for all these disasters, he's not pressed on it. They lie. They cut people off. And there's another report about Afghanistan that the Taliban, one of the top Taliban animals, is saying that we have tracked down the former military that work with the United States, the personnel, former police officers, anybody who had anything to do with the United States or opposition to the Taliban, they're executing them summarily, hunting them down one by one, slaughtering them. How do we know that? Because they just said it. They just said it. And there you have it. There you have it. Sad. Our buddy Alan Dershowitz just sent me something that I want to read to you. He doesn't send me a lot, by the way, but he sent me something, and I just got to find it. Here it is. But it's excellent. Makes a very important point. I've been thinking about this, but he articulated it. We are Hamas rioters might join Hamas terrorism. He writes, the chants and signs in support of Hamas are becoming increasingly dangerous. They go well beyond supporting the people in Gaza or even opposing Israel's right to exist. Some now defend the murders and rapes committed by Hamas and demand even more violence against Israeli citizens. Protesters chant, we are Hamas. We love Hamas rockets. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground and 10,000 repetitions of October 7th. He said, recently, I've seen signs that say rape is resistance and babies are occupiers, too. These signs also say free Palestine by any means necessary. If these signs are authentic, and I'm sure they are, by the way, they are intended to encourage the rape and murder of innocent Israelis and American Jews. If Hamas is not defeated in Gaza, it is likely that its terrorism will extend beyond the Middle East. Already, Hamas terrorist cells have been identified in several European cities. It's almost certain that Hamas operatives are planning terrorist attacks in the United States as well. That's for sure. It is not a bridge too far to believe that the radicals also acknowledge being in Hamas and loving their rockets will take the next step and help Hamas operatives engage in terrorism against American targets, particularly, I might add, with an open border. That's all true. Something similar happened in the late 60s and early 70s, writes Dershowitz, when American supporters of terrorism became terrorists themselves, including students, professors, and university graduates. They planted bombs on college campuses, tried to blow up army bases and recruitment centers, and engaged in other physical violence. For them, as with today's Hamas supporters, any means possible justifies the revolutionary ends. We are Hamas. That's what they said. We are Hamas. The line between advocacy, incitement, and actual violence is not always an easy one to draw. The First Amendment demands that we do so. But common sense also demands that we be on our guard, lest these lines be crossed invisibly or quietly, as terrorists often do. We may not be able to arrest and prosecute people who advocate murder, rape, and rocket attacks. I think we can. That's just me. But we surely have the power under our Constitution to be concerned and to take constitutionally permissible precautions against the possibility that radicals who advocate violence may well engage in it in the not-too-distant future. You hear that, Director Ray? Well, we don't really monitor these groups. You better get off your ass and monitor these groups. Leave the Catholic Church alone, leave pro-lifers alone, leave parents alone, and do your damn job, you jerk! Dershowitz says, during the Vietnam protests back in the day, law enforcement authorities were caught off guard. They didn't believe that protesters would turn into terrorists, but they did, and people died, and some of the terrorists went to prison. And I might add, some of them didn't and became very good friends with Barack Obama. Even many of those who went to prison for murder, like Kathy Boudin, were eventually hired by universities, like Columbia, to teach studies after they were released. Others were befriended by the likes of Barack Obama. You know, Alan, you're really hitting on all cylinders now, baby. And also went on to teaching jobs at major universities. The terrorists of the late 1960s and early 1970s were glorified by the media and continue to be so in films and books today. We must never glorify terrorists, he says. We must do everything in our power to prevent violent and hateful protesters from turning to terrorism. This must all be done consistent with the First Amendment, but we must be prepared for actual violence from those who currently advocate violence. If you're plotting violence, or if you say, look, let me do it this way. If you declare openly to the whole world that you're Hamas, then you're declaring you're a terrorist, you're a threat. And if you're here on a student visa, your ass should be kicked out. If you've overstayed your visa, and if you're here legally, that is, beyond a student visa, then you should in fact be interrogated because you're now claiming you're a terrorist. That's right. And by the way, you know what else the terrorists, the protesters so-called have been supporting? Remember what they said a week or so ago, Mr. Producer? Plane hijackings. Remember that? Remember that? Remember that Columbia University, that little group that got together? They've since been banned. The head Islamo-Nazi. Remember that fat slob on the video, America? And what is that fat slob Islamist saying? That the hijackers were heroes and to be treated as such. This is all in our country now. Open borders, mass migration from parts of the world where there shouldn't be mass migration into our country. Qatar, Communist China, the Hezbollah network, all funding our universities and colleges. Democrat Party billionaires, dark money, Soros and his ilk. Hundreds of millions pouring into our country through different foundations like the Tides Foundations and others. You got Students for Justice in Palestine. This is a Hamas front group. They're on 220 campuses. When the idiot reporter says, oh, it's spreading. How's it spreading? That's how it's spreading, you idiots. It's organized. It's funded. It's coordinated. Jewish Voices for Peace. It's another Marxist front group. They're Marxists. They're not all Jewish, but they're Marxists. Noam Chomsky and his ilk, as I understand it, founded it. It's my recollection anyway. You can look it up. The same people funding the Democrat Party, their PACs, buying, I have $191 million sitting on my ass, are the same, not exactly, but many of the same extraordinarily wealthy people who are funding this revolution. And Dershowitz is right. It is a short trip from what they're doing now to actual acts of terrorist violence. Especially when we have a president of the United States who won't definitively, unequivocally speak out against it. Schumer's hiding. Gillibrand's hiding. The representatives from New York City are all hiding. Hakeem Jeffries is silent. Bernie Sanders is an instigator, a provocateur, as is the squad. The squad is basically Marxists and Islamists. Pigs. They are doing this to our country. Vast majority of Americans aren't in for this. Vast majority of Americans despise the Palestinian terrorists, despise Hamas, despise Iran, despise them. And yet the vast majority of the Democrat Party officialdom supports them. I don't care what they say. Oh, we'll give some billions to Israel while we give $100 billion to Iran. Oh, okay. Pretty neat trick, don't you think? We'll keep these Jewish donors and voters. We've given them enough. That's all they need, a few crumbs. And at the same time, we'll be funneling tens of billions of dollars to Iran and Hamas. And besides, for so many people, their party comes before faith. Their party comes before a country. Their party is their God. Sick, don't you think? Very sick. What do I owe you, Mr. Producer? Despite everything the Fed has been trying now, we are still feeling the effects of inflation. Bidenomics. Filling up your car, grocery shopping, home repairs, everything is very expensive. Very. Most of you are paying those bills with credit cards or your savings, even your pension monies. Credit card debt is at an all-time high, all-time record high in the United States. Now, if you're a homeowner, there's a way out. You need to call the best of the best, my friends at American Financing. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I did, Mr. Producer did, my daughter and my son-in-law did, and we're better off for it. They can put together a plan to pay off that high-interest card debt and other high-interest debt you may have and loans and so forth and create meaningful savings for you every month. Seriously, On average, they save people $900 a month. You might be even more than that. That's a lot of money. It's almost $12,000 a year, and you may be able to close in as fast as 10 days. You're stressing. It's affecting your family and your marriage. You can't get to sleep. What are you going to do? I'm giving you the answer. Don't wait. Get yourself into a better position. Call their salary-based mortgage consultants today. It'll cost you nothing to get started. Nothing. And if you do start today, you could delay two mortgage payments, giving you greater savings up front. American Financing, that's the name, baby. American Financing can help get that monkey off your back. Give it a try. Check them out. They'll tell you what they can do for you, and you're either in or you're not. 888-900-1828. They're there right now. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I want to tell the Islamists something for me. We're not going anywhere. We're going to crush you bastards, whether you like it or not. You're not going to terrorize the American people. You're not going to get to terrorize the Jews in this country or anybody else. You got that? We outnumber you by tens of millions. Don't let Biden and the Democrats give you false hope. We want nothing to do. Nothing to do with your violence and your hate. And let me say something to the Marxists, too. You little bastards have killed 100 million people all over the world with your little experiments on re-engineering humanity, destroying individualism, demanding conformity. You think we're going to bow to AOC? You think we're going to bow to Bernie Sanders? These pukes? That ain't happening either. So I don't care how much you fuse the Islamists and the Marxists. We are red-blooded Americans. We're not going to take your crap. You don't scare me. Whether I'm in Israel, whether I'm in the United States, you don't scare me. And you don't scare hundreds of millions of us. We fought for this country. Our ancestors fought for this country. We love our country. And the idea that we're going to surrender it, any damn part of it, to you bastards is never going to happen. Ever. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. You are. It'll take time. Oh, no, I'm not talking about violence. You're the ones who are violent. It'll take time. But you're out of the closet now. Completely. You hate America. My ancestors fought for America. You hate our founders. Our founders created this country. You hate our economic system. Our economic system puts food in your fat mouths and clothes on your fat ass. You don't like our military? Screw you. You don't like our cops? Screw you. Then leave. There are hell holes all over the world. There are hell holes all over the world where the Marxists and the Islamists control. Go enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. But you're not taking this country from me or tens of millions of us who I represent. It's not going to happen. We Americans, we're not going anywhere. We Jews, we're Americans too. We're not going anywhere. Our Christian brothers and sisters, they're not going anywhere. Our economic system, we're not going to surrender it that easily. No, we're not. Oh, I just wanted to make the point. Now I can be attacked by their media, by their surrogates, by their frauds and their phonies and their pukes. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
tough as hell.
That's why I like Mark Levin. And I'm not sure a lot of people like him. He's tough as hell. But I like him. I love him.
Call in now. 877-381-3811.
We've got your back, Mr. President. We're going to do everything we can to get this election won. Everything. You know, I want you to think about something, America. Joe Biden doesn't have a problem going behind a microphone and treating tens of millions of Americans as if they're evil. MAGA, MAGA Republican, MAGA, MAGA. He doesn't have 1% of the same contempt for the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran that murders and rapes and terrorizes its own people and the people in neighboring countries. He doesn't have 1% of that contempt for Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah and the PLO. Not one damn percent. He hates you, the American people. You, the taxpayers. You, the law-abiding Americans who make this country work. You, MAGA, MAGA, says the white supremacist, says the segregationist. And I love this line. He decided to run because of Charlottesville. He is Charlottesville. He was standing with the Confederates. Biden, not us, not you and me. And Trump never endorsed them, ever. They lie. They twist his words. But Biden ate lunch with them. Befriended them, voted with them, wrote the legislation that they wanted him to write to prevent little black kids from going to school with little white kids. He's a sick man. And so now MAGA, oh MAGA, scared, democracy. Be worried about democracy. While he sits there like a bumping along with a thumb up his nose. While his Marxist Islamist militia are terrorizing Jews and, yes, non-Jews who dare to speak out and speak up. People even say, I'm Hamas. They're saying, I'm a terrorist or I'm a terrorist wannabe. Oh, okay, free speech. That's not free speech. First of all, the First Amendment has nothing to do with it. These are college campuses. But even if it did, it's not free speech. Ah, boy. Think I'm going to get a heart attack, Mr. Producer? You know, my cardiologist told me that this is good for me. Gets the blood flowing, the arteries open up. But if I'm going to go, I might as well go right here, like this. Oh, my wife's going to get mad at me now, Mr. Producer. And all the little pukes out there. Ooh, isn't that great? Let's get that clip and let's run it over and oh, let's loop it. Look, I know what I'm in for. These people are Hitlerians. They're hateful. I know what they are. They're grotesque. I give them no quarter. None. Or nickel, for that matter. Nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a hamburger. Maybe a quarter tank of gas. Have you taken your family through a fast food drive-thru lately? You know, Biden blames the restaurants that are struggling with Bidenflation. And in California, $20 minimum wage. But they're worth it. They have a right to a living wage. Well, if you're not worth it, no, you don't. You can go do something else. I remember when the minimum wage was supposed to be the bottom rung of the ladder. They get you in the door, you learn how to do things, and then you work your way up. That's the point. You're not supposed to live on the minimum wage. You're supposed to learn on the minimum wage. But what about economics? What do the left know about economics? They're ignoramuses in all matters. So they don't know. Or they know and they don't care. So now he says, you know, can you imagine how much it cost? And you notice how they shrink the... You idiot! You did this! I don't think I've ever despised a politician as much as I despise Biden. Now, don't get me wrong. I've despised a lot of them. Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, Harry Reid, God bless his soul. You know, those people. But Biden, he is a slime ball. He is unethical. He's a crook. He's a liar. In other words, he's a Democrat. Let's test the gene pool, shall we, Mr. Producer? Oh, wait a minute. We have some breaking news, unfortunately. Never ends. Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and other former Trump aides have been indicted in Arizona in a 2020 election probe. You see, they're disbarring the lawyers that worked for Trump. They're trying to imprison individuals who worked for Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is called election challenges. That's what it is. You're allowed to have a second slate of electors and send them to the archivist who then presents them to Congress. There's nothing illegal about it. You're allowed to challenge the electoral process every step of the way. You always have been. We had this process in place before we had a Department of Justice, before we had U.S. attorneys. We're criminalizing this entire process to try and destroy Trump, destroy his lawyers, destroy his people. Look what they're doing to Giuliani, for God's sakes. Look what they're doing to Mark Meadows. Giuliani was America's mayor. Look what they've done to him. Look what they've done to him. John Eastman was the dean of a law school, one of the most brilliant lawyers I ever met. And he also was a clerk to a Supreme Court justice. Now he's disbarred in California. For what? For giving his legal opinion? Mark Meadows. What did Mark Meadows do? He was chief of staff to Trump. He didn't do anything. But he's spending all his money trying to defend himself. And look at Trump. 91 charges, 4 different jurisdictions, simultaneously, all before the election, appeals going up left and right. The man can't even follow everything that's going on. They're throwing so much at him. Clearly in violation of multiple parts of the Bill of Rights. While they're embracing the Islamists and the Marxists. The Democrat Party is evil. The Democrat Party hates America. It always has. It always has. I favor teaching real American history. I favor teaching all about slavery and who was responsible for it and who brought it to our country and who spread it in our country and who defended it in our country and who did what to black slaves. I want it to be taught so people know what the Democrat Party has done to this country. Because right now they have no idea. It's just America did this. It's not America. It's a country. It's an idea. It's an experiment. It's a culture. Who did this? Who did it? The Democrat Party fought a civil war, started a civil war to defend slavery. The Democrat Party, the Civil War wasn't just the South and the North. It was the Democrat Party versus the Republican Party. The Republican Party was founded in 1856 for the sole purpose of abolishing slavery. Yeah, let's teach history, real history. Meadows, Giuliani, Eastman, Trump, the list goes on and on and on. None of these are crimes. None of them. They take the criminal code and they try and squeeze these challenges to the elections into the criminal code. They try and squeeze it into the legal ethics requirements of the various states in order to destroy people, to destroy them. But it's MAGA. And we're here, elect Biden for democracy. Yes, yes. No, I don't think so. All right. Let's take a caller, shall we? Let's go to Chris, Louisville, Kentucky, the great WHAS. Chris, how are you, sir?
How you doing, Mark? I'm fine. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I hear you. Hey, I just want to say, you know, our country doesn't seem to care about the terrorists and all the sales that came in here, but I got firsthand account. My cousin's a weapons dealer. He's the one that's been supplying all the weapons to all the NATO countries and Ukraine and all that. and he's always overseas every about three times a month, four times a month. He said that all these world leaders over there are just bazzled by what they've done here in the country, letting all these terrorists in. They said, you are just waiting for a downfall. They said it's going to kick off here, and your big cities are going to be hit. It's going to look like war zones all over the states.
Well, I think he's on to something. You can't have an open border. Let me put it to you this way, Chris. We have an open border, right? Why wouldn't terrorist regimes or the communist Chinese or whomever, why wouldn't they send people into this country to commit acts of terrorism or other acts of violence? Why wouldn't they? They will.
It's been bought and paid for. That's what the other world leaders have said. It's been bought and paid for. That's why they're flowing in here so they can kick off whatever they plan on doing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one that's been getting all the weapons for all these countries, Ukraine, everybody else, because they're all freaked out.
Why do you keep bringing up Ukraine? You mean Ukraine wants to attack us with a terrorist attack?
No, they just said that they're all saying, you know, you better watch out because you got too many that are in there that are waiting to do it.
All right, my friend.
The borders have been.
Well, thank you for your call very much. You know, the new argument on Ukraine, the idiocy is really beyond explanation, is that we shouldn't provide ammunition or munitions to Ukraine because too many Ukrainians are dying. Did you hear that one, Mr. Producer? It's all over the place. So in other words, the Ukrainians want arms so they can kill themselves? No, they prolong the war. Oh, I see. They're trying to protect their country. They're trying to, you know, all I can say is thank God that the French, during our Revolutionary War, didn't have the mindset of the isolationists and the pacifists who keep beating their chests now. Because there'd be no United States, there'd be no country, and the British would have run through us, and they were brutal. Their prison ships, do you know half of the colonists that died on these prison ships? From dysentery and god-awful diseases, tuberculosis and so forth. And they were brutal on how they would kill colonists and so forth. Absolutely brutal. I guess the French were globalists, or they must have been. I mean, come on now. But don't give us stupid arguments. You can make legitimate arguments that I don't have to agree with on Ukraine, but the idea that we're giving them arguments and we need to save them from themselves by giving them armaments? Oh, and they haven't defeated Russia yet. Excuse me? No, they haven't defeated Russia. The goal isn't to defeat Russia. The goal is to kick Russia out of Ukraine. What do you mean defeat Russia? They don't have jets. They don't have bombers. And the Biden administration has tied their hands. They're not allowed to hit, do you know, military depots in Russia? They've been told by the United States they're not allowed to hit military bases in Russia. They're not allowed to hit oil refineries in Russia. You know, Biden has tied their hands, so he's trying to tie Netanyahu's hands, but Netanyahu won't have anything to do with it. And then, oh, they're not defeating Russia. I'll tell you what. They're certainly depleting Russia's military. Ask all the men who are being dragged into battle in Russia what they think. But I'm making a point. Make your arguments on Ukraine. I say this to people in the media, people, whatever. But make some rational arguments, would you please? And consistent arguments. Even our friends, my conservative, they go, look, we don't have the money. Okay. Then shut down the government. It's not just Ukraine, it's everything. Well, you know, we can't secure the border. We were promised, but we don't have the votes. You tried that on an independent bill. You tried it before. All right, I got to go. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
If Trump wins, they say he's going to respond to all this that's being done to him and his people. Of course he needs to. Of course he must. They militarized, effectively, the Department of Justice and the justice system. Trump and his people don't have to be victims forever and give this a pass. They should do what the Democrats and what Biden's doing. Look over the criminal statutes and see if there's anything anywhere, including with local district attorney's offices, to go after them. Absolutely, 100%. 100%. Now, Politico says even though the names are redacted, you got Meadows and Giuliani and Epstein. Describes their roles, so the charging, you know, they pretend they're hiding it. John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Christina Bob, and Mike Roman, campaign operatives. So there you go. They're just basically doing the same thing they did in Atlanta. The tyranny rolls on. The totalitarians are in charge. We must win this election. We must use the instrumentalities of government the way they are intended to be used. And no, we cannot just roll over and play dead. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.